This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Beginning the first leg of this visit, President Murmu will depart from New Delhi to Nadi in Fiji later this evening. In the first leg of her visit to Fiji, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings in the capital city, Suva. The President will address the Fijian Parliament and participate in community interaction. In New Zealand, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and address an international education conference in Wellington. She will also interact with the Indian diaspora and Friends of India at a community reception in Auckland. In the last leg of her visit to Timor-Leste, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings in the capital city, Dili, and attend community reception with Indians in Timor-Leste and Friends of India. The two-day conference of governors concluded at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu lauded the collective efforts of the governors to have comprehensive discussions in the spirit of mutual learning. In her closing remarks, she appreciated that various groups of governors came out with their valuable ideas and suggestions to improve the functioning of their offices as well as for the welfare of people. Addressing the concluding session, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "The two-day conference had left an indelible imprint on the minds of all participants who discussed important issues in great detail." In his address, Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the governors to evolve an ideal model of governance in Raj Bhavans. He also urged the governors to embrace technology in their functioning and to promote digitization. Foreign delegates at 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists, ICAE, have hailed India's agricultural potential and its overall growth story. The six-day event saw participation of distinguished international delegates who praised India's agricultural achievements and innovations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the conference in New Delhi yesterday, which is being attended by delegates from 75 countries. Addressing the conference, Prime Minister Modi said that India has emerged as a food surplus country with a robust agriculture sector. He said India is ready to share its experience to help solve the global problem of hunger and malnutrition amid the challenges posed by climate change. Search operations in the landslide-hit Wayanad in Kerala entered the sixth day today. Four bodies were recovered yesterday, of which three were retrieved from the Chaliyar River in Nilambur. 13 dismembered body parts were also recovered from the river. More than 1,260 persons belonging to the armed forces are engaged in humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations in the affected areas. The Indian Army has intensified its ongoing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations in Himachal Pradesh by mobilizing several resources following the cloudburst and landslides in Shimla and Mandi districts. The Union Health Ministry has issued Standard Operating Procedure SOPs for transporting human organs through various modes of travel such as air, road, railways and waterways. The SOPs issued by the government will serve as a guiding document for those involved in organ transplant across the country. Moving on to sports, at the Paris Olympics, Lakshya Sen, the lone Indian shuttler in the fray, will face Tokyo Olympics gold medalist Victor Axelsen of Denmark in the semi-finals today. A victory would secure Lakshya Sen a spot in the finals and ensure him a medal. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Sri Lanka in the second ODI of a three-match series at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo today. The match will start at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. Both teams will be vying to register their first win of the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.